Welcome to your daily devotional for December 28th. Memorial Stones, Joshua chapter 4, verses 15 through 24. Then the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, Command the priests who bear the Ark of the Testimony to come up from the Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, Come up from the Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord had come from the midst of the Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet touched the dry land, that the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and overflowed all its banks as before. Now the people came up from the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and they camped in Gilgal on the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set up in Gilgal. And then he spoke to the children of Israel, saying, When your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What are these stones? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel crossed over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we had crossed over, that all the peoples of the earth may know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. Just as the Lord had parted the Red Sea in the days of Moses, God also parted the Jordan River in the days of Joshua. We see how the Lord goes before his people, delivering them from bondage and into the place of promise. He had promised the children of Israel entrance into the land of promise, and those who are ready to receive the promise by faith would surely inherit the land. Our God never reneges on any of his promises. He shall surely keep them. The Lord Jesus will surely shepherd you into the heavenly country one day, just as he has promised. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. To celebrate and commemorate the Lord's deliverance, the children of Israel set down memorial stones. Do we not do the same when we celebrate the table of the Lord Jesus Christ on a weekly basis? On a more personal level, we would all do well to set down memorial stones in our lives to remember all the works that God has done, from salvation to forgiveness, to deliverance, to promotion, to answered prayers of all kinds. Write these things down. Tell them to your children, your family and friends, even strangers. Until we depart this earth for the land of our promise, let us always remember our spiritual landmarks, where our memorial stones are laid. Spiritually speaking, these are the good old days.